fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, the 27th of February. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you, if you feel the need, to develop a second stream of income. One easy way to do it, doesn't cost a whole lot to get started, is to set up an eBay seller's account and sell those dust collectors. So go to eBay. You have to have high-speed internet connection, obviously, and a computer to do this. Go to eBay. Find out what you need to find out. All the information is right there, and set up a second stream of income. Continuing our conversation, I became a criminal defense investigator 45 years ago, 1973. I was recruited. I really didn't have any desire to be a criminal defense investigator, but I was recruited by the public defender in Hillsborough the summer of 73 in August 1973. I began work there in September, and for me it was the right choice. Something I learned pretty quickly within the first few months is that it would be beneficial for the attorney. We had 3 different attorneys in the office I worked for the attorney to know if the client was literate or not. It was a helpful thing. So when I'd go to interview these guys, frequently they'd be incarcerated up in the jail, or interview them in a interview room someplace, sometimes at their home, sometimes in a jailhouse. I would bring with me a newspaper or a magazine and ask them to read a paragraph. I would say about half of these men either had difficulty or could not read it at all, reading a paragraph. And we're not talking something sophisticated such as The Atlantic or The Wall Street Journal. Just a local newspaper or a magazine, maybe Time or Look or Newsweek or something like that, just a regular old magazine. And that was enough. Reading or attempting to read one paragraph was enough to tell me if the person had some level of literacy or they didn't. That was a wake-up call for me. I was a bit taken aback to learn how common and how prevalent illiteracy was. But it is. It is. And you heard me give the statistics earlier in the show last hour that about 1 out of 5 Americans simply can't function at any useful level of literacy. Our system was set up to make sure, as best we could, that these illiterate voters would not be the final determinant of major things. It's been a good system. Electoral College, the purpose of Electoral College is to partly make sure that these illiterate voters don't have the final say in who becomes president of the United States, which is what the progressives, the socialists, the liberals, the communists want. That's what they want. And you'll notice that unfortunately, we see it on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat both, but more so on the Democratic side, the simplistic messages they put out. They are incredibly, they're simplistic to the point of being humiliating, quite frankly, in my opinion. That's how simplistic they are, to appeal to people that are illiterate and are unable to function at any level of literacy whatsoever to make informed decisions. We have a caller on hold here. We got Mark in Philadelphia. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. On this whole subject of what's going on with things, I'd like to say something about a quote here from Cicero. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves against those within the gate freely, or amongst those against within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through the halls, through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. That was from Marcus Cicero from a long time ago. So he's talking about the enemy within. He's talking about Benedict Arnold. He's talking about people who, groups that have infiltrated many areas of our society, of our culture, and are doing bad things. And so I brought to your attention something that I thought you might be able to help with, being that you are a military veteran, and I take it you're older than me, and from what you tell us, you've been around and you did a lot in the military, and you know a lot of people, from what I gather. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but so I was hoping that my appeal to you about this issue with the veterans being given drugs that are potentially actually given drugs that are supposed to help them, that are actually pushing them over the edge by the very VA, the Veterans Administration, wherein even Trump put forth a mandate to, let's take these suicides down to zero, and to Dr. Shulkin, who's the head of the VA. So I shared with you via email that I had tried to bring to their attention something that a simple test that if they did it, it could help prevent giving these drugs to the wrong guys and gals who it might push them over the edge. But I could not get any traction with that because I was trying to appeal to psychiatrists.
No.
So what I'm trying to tell you, John, is there's...
Mark, that's not why. That's not why. The reason you couldn't get any traction is because you're a lone individual. We've had some private correspondence, you and I. The conclusion I came to, because I know I'm no expert on how these things work, but I know more than most people. the money that comes to the VA comes from the U.S. Congress. That's influence. The ability of that committee that spends to vote the money for the VA. Now, you mentioned the former head of that committee and how he wasn't going to help, but he's long gone. I don't know who the current head of that committee is. But influence.
I think it's Levin.
Okay.
At least it was under Obama. I don't know who it is now, though.
You know, it reminds me, Mark, there was one of my listeners, he was telling me how, this is when Obama was president, he was mailing a letter to the president, and he was so proud of the letter he wrote and was so hopeful about the results of the letter that he wrote to the president of the United States. And I had to burst his bubble. I said, well, first of all, that letter you wrote will never physically get within 1 mile of the White House. It will never be within 1 mile of the White House. It will be opened by one of a staff of probably 10 or 15 clerks who do this every day. They open thousands of pieces of mail. They're placed into the appropriate stack as to what issue it may be.
Right.
And then it's dealt with there, and the President of the United States will never have any awareness that that letter was ever existed. And he was shocked and disappointed and sad to learn that that would be the outcome of that letter. Now, when Mark approaches the world's largest health organization as an individual, no, you're not going to get any traction. That's not going to happen. The traction is going to happen with the congressional committee that votes the money. That's where the traction would be, if anywhere. And that's where the influence needs to come from, Mark, in my opinion. Otherwise, you're just spinning your wheels.
Well, hold on here. By the way, I'm 57 years old, and I've been around with the VA for a while, okay? This isn't my first rodeo, okay? I've also dealt with the FDA, by the way, on this same matter, okay? So I was trying to get traction with a fellow veteran who is of influence and who has a microphone to reach out to other veterans. That's you, John. But when your response to me was to either find an attorney or law firm and do a class action lawsuit, I get that. Number two, that I should go to the chairman of the committee. So I'm going to go to the fox watching the chicken coop to try to resolve this issue. Because in both cases one case you want me to go to a lawyer, another case you want me to go to a politician. Now, that's the problem that we have, because those solutions don't work.
So that's the only solution that will work.
We have to work with other veterans within our own to bring this to their attention. Here's the point, very, very succinctly. I have scientific proof, John. I'm not making this up.
We're in agreement, you know, Mark. We're in agreement, but that won't do it. If you want to work with veterans, you work with either the American Legion or the VFW or both. They have enough influence that they can influence the congressional committee. Individuals can't do that. The VFW and the American Legion have enough political clout because they have so many votes behind them that the members of that committee will stand up and pay attention, Mark.
Here's the deal. I'm not a veteran. I'm not a veteran of a war, okay, like you are. But my brother was in Vietnam. He's no longer with us. My father was in World War II at the end. My grandfather was at the war at the beginning, 2 days after Pearl Harbor. That's right. And I also found out, John, a year ago, that my great-great-grandfather fought in the Civil War for the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I have no relatives because I was adopted. I have no relatives here that I know of. Okay, but he fought in the Civil War, was captured in the Battle of the Wilderness. The first day of the battle, he was captured, taken prisoner, and he survived in Andersonville, Georgia prison for 11 months. So I come from a long line of veterans, and that means something to me because I didn't know anything about my family history. But I know now he's on the roster. He's on the register. Out of 45,000 guys, he's one that survived 11 months there. Okay, so I'm speaking up not only for me but for my grandfather. My great-great-grandfather and a long line of veterans here. So yes, I understand I could go to those people, but I was hoping to reach to you because you might be a person, I take it you're a person of influence that has their ear. You see, I don't have these people's ear. I have been alone with this, okay? And I'm saying it's not just happened to me. I think it's happened to other veterans. They're just not aware of this test about, you know, just simple test. that puts them in an extreme category. And that extreme category, if the VA gives them that type of drug, it can actually push them. It can cause suicidality, or it can be toxic to their body, and it'll kill them from toxicity. And this comes from research I did at the local level at the University of Pennsylvania Medical Library, John. Peer-reviewed articles from around the world, and I brought several of these.
Mark, I don't need convincing that these SSRIs are bad for everybody. They're particularly bad for the group that you're mentioning. That's not the issue. The issue is how to influence the Veterans Administration. Individual veterans can't and won't do that. That's not going to happen. The American Legion and the VFW routinely have spouses and children of veterans, relatives of veterans, make appeals to them to get things done, and things do get done because there are so many, literally hundreds of thousands of votes that go along with those organizations. That's why Congress pays attention. That's why you see the president appear before these groups in their conventions every year, because there are so many votes on the table. So individual veterans can't do this,
So if we know that these SSRIs are generally bad for everybody, and I know specifically that the SSRIs and that class of drugs is it's catastrophic to the life of a veteran who takes it if they're in one of these categories, either a poor metabolizer or an ultra metabolizer, which is 10% of the Caucasian population. It's actually 12%. That's 1 out of 10. So what I'm saying is when they prescribe an SSRI without doing this pretest to find out if they might be a poor metabolizer or ultra metabolizer, they're basically playing roulette with a 10-shot cylinder, and one of those chambers has got a bullet in it, and every time they give that prescribe one of those drugs without doing this test, there's a chance that one of them's going to be one in that group. And so that's my point. And so why not do the test to prevent that?
To interrupt you. That's not the issue. Okay. Is how to make this happen. The doctors I talk to say nobody should be prescribed these, let alone the 10% that you're talking about, test or no test.
Okay.
The issue on the table is how do we get this done? And I'm telling you how to get it done, and that's to work with these two large veterans groups. The two largest are the American Legion is the largest. The VFW is right behind it. You know, they have legislative councils that address matters just like this. And there's a high likelihood they may already be talking about this. I don't participate in those matters at that level, at the national level. I'm a life member of the VFW. I'm a member of the American Legion, and so forth. But that's how to accomplish your goal, is to have those legislative committees in the American Legion and the VFW move forward on them.
Well, so I would like to appeal to you that you forward my personal contact information to whoever you think at a higher level that might, you know.
I don't know who those people are. I don't know who they are. I've never had any participation at that level, at the national level. I would do what you would do, would be to start at their website and try to figure it out. So I have no more knowledge in that area than you do, other than it does exist.
And the sideline here on all of this is that this whole thing that happened with Parkland, what they're also trying to accomplish, if they can't take our guns directly, but they could take them away indirectly by making us all, by categorizing us all as having some issue, and this is coming from psychiatry, okay. That they could say that, you know, that you have this or have that, and because you did or you ever took this kind of drug, then that prevents you from, you know, that locks you out of the Second Amendment. That's the other angle they're coming at on this. And it's not just veterans, but we are one of the focus groups because we're one of the few that understand what the Constitution is really supposed to be and that we're supposed to be standing for it, defending our country.
Well, before you get away, Mark, I'll throw out this for everybody. A very large group that's growing is anybody who's ever had any prescription for Ritalin, no matter how small or how short, is considered by the U.S. military as permanently psychiatrically disabled and not eligible to join any branch of the military. That's a sizable percentage of young Americans that easily could have their Second Amendment rights taken away. Mark, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by 2 men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're planning going to Dallas to the Hear the Watchman event, it'll be a lot of fun. Look forward to meeting you there. If you do plan on going, hey, why not get a discount? Go to my website, thelibertyman.com, to get your promotion code for the discount. It'll help you. Make it a little bit easier on you financially. If you can't go, there's another discount for the live streaming part of that event. I didn't really intend to start talking about literacy this morning, but moving on to the same topic, there was a hugely popular TV show back in the 1970s titled Marcus Welby, MD. The actor pretending to be a doctor, Robert Young. The actor pretending to be a doctor, Robert Young, received several hundred letters a week. People asking for medical advice. Now, these are the people who could read and write. The literate people sending letters to an actor pretending to be a medical doctor, asking for medical advice. a friend of mine, moving on from there, Air Force veteran, family man, father, husband, graduate of a four-year college, brick and mortar, not online or mail order degree, something like that. Owner of a business with anywhere from several to 8 or 10 employees over the years, successful in his chosen career. Author of a book in his chosen career. Great guy. Good man. I lay that as a foundation to tell you the following. He did not know there was a difference between a state senator and a United States senator. He did not know there was a difference between a state senator and a United States senator. Obviously, a man who is literate at the university level, successful in his chosen career, did not know there's a difference between a United States senator and a state senator. Now, I don't know about you, but I found that to be pretty darn scary. Really, pretty darn scary. God save us from ever becoming a democracy. If they do away with Electoral College, we're toast. And they've been incrementally, they being the communists, the socialists, the progressives, the Democrats, for more than a century. I mean, it's all started around the Civil War 150-something years ago, but really beginning around 1912, 1913, it really started going in the fast forward establishment of the Federal Reserve, having the direct election of U.S. senators. Yes. Incrementally. This voter thing, look at who's supporting that. The Democrats, why do you think that is? I was in our, this is 8 or 10 years ago, in our county clerk's office. And I'm in there a lot on different, different business, different occasions. So I got to know these women. There's about four women working in there. And I made the following statement. I said, if we had a literacy test, if you could not vote unless you were illiterate, make sure I say that, if you could not vote unless you were literate, then Republicans would win most elections. And the one woman sitting there, she was a Democrat. She says, John, are you saying that Democrats are illiterate? And I said, well, you can reach your own conclusion on that, can't you? Which party has the highest percentage of illiterate voters? How long do you need to think about that? Which party has the highest percentage, highest number of illiterate voters? Both parties are going to have illiterate voters. That's a given. Of course they will. Of course. But my opinion, based on my knowledge and what I know, the Democratic Party, by far and away, has the largest, the highest percentage of illiterate voters. That's my opinion based on what I know. Got a bottom of the hour break coming up here in about 2 minutes, and we'll certainly take your questions, calls, and comments at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I'm real proud of all of you that have been finding these images. I'm mailing out a DVD today to the lady who found the most recent one, these images of continents with new coastlines. My project, your project, our project, going back to 1952, is the earliest image. Look magazine, July 1952, monthly publication. Stay tuned, we'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of February. That music, by the way, was the Capitol March. John Philip Sousa at the Capitol March. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Lots of things there. Lots of things. Myself, Tim Spencer, others, we work to find the things that are worthwhile. Not a bunch of silliness, although we do have some fun things on there, such as considering the public discussion, the national discussion about firearms. Scroll down the left side, in red letters you'll see humor and the Los Zetas Marketing Memorandum. Los Zetas Marketing Memorandum. It's written, it's a fictional account of the discussions that would take place inside a drug cartel in Mexico once they found out that firearms were made illegal in the United States, and the discussion from the director of marketing of the drug cartel and how they would address that. It's kind of humorous, but there's kind of a serious side to it also. Also, my website, of course, and I wrote that, by the way, if you want to know a little bit of John Moore's dry humor. that's my dry humor, as my wife would say. Also, at my website, of course, Energy Cleaners. This is my home business. I ship these things all over the planet. And we have a lot of listeners in Australia, Germany, England, Ireland, Scotland, Russia, and Canada, of course, where I ship these energy cleaners to on a regular basis. There's nobody at my post office that does more international shipping than I do. I'm at a point now, this is my eighth year of selling these things. We've got people buying their third, fourth, fifth units. Why would they buy the second one if the first one didn't work? Well, if you're thinking about it, keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. So you're risking nothing, a 90-day money-back guarantee. No risk. So check out the energy cleaner. If you're not sleeping well, hey, get an energy cleaner. You got arthritis pain, get yourself an energy cleaner. Joint pain, back pain, you need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included. I do take PayPal. PayPal, of course, is the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads. Everything's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Taking your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Getting back to the topic of literacy, it is so, so foundational to everything else. It is so foundational to being successful in your private life, to being successful in your career, to enjoying life. I'm not saying you can't enjoy life if you're illiterate, but your enjoyment of life, in my opinion, will be greatly enhanced if you are literate. Based on my life experience, I believe that to be true. It's become politically incorrect and actually illegal to give tests to, for example, an IQ test. It's illegal to federal law. And I was talking to the owner of one of the largest businesses in Crawford County, and I said, I understand you no longer can give IQ tests as a precondition of employment. He says, oh, yeah, John, we know that, but we've got other tests to get around that. There is a percentage of adult Americans who simply can't function at a level, at an intellectual level, to get gainful employment. They can't. They won't. It's not going to happen. Federal laws have been changed to give employment to people who can't function at that level. U.S. Postal Service is one of the ones I point out to frequently. Around 1970, give or take a year, it was about 1970. The Postal Service entrance examination was changed so that people who were basically functionally illiterate could gain employment in the U.S. Postal Service. And it's been downhill ever since for the Postal Service. It really has. Public sector employment across the board frequently has been changed in such a manner that people who are functionally illiterate can gain employment. And they struggle. They really do struggle in whatever place of employment they may get employed by in the public sector. We got a caller and holder. We got Davey in Texas. Morning, Davey.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
Really good. What's in your mind, sir?
Well, I had a rhetorical question for you. I heard you say that you went through 96B training before you went to be a Green Beret.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I went through 96B training at Fort Huachuca back in the late 70s, and I had a rhetorical question of, in the GWAT, the Global War on Terror, where is the FEBA, the forward edge of the battle area?
Well, this is not World War II. There is no forward battle area. It's basically your church, your school, your community. It's everywhere, Davey.
In the hearts and minds of the people, right?
Well, that also. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So, well, the question basically I was trying to get to Mark's dilemma there in Philadelphia, where I had Dick Armey for economics, and before Dick Armey left the Congress, my understanding was he participated in that waiver for the pharmaceutical companies, for the adverse reactions that the service members had to the pharmaceuticals that were administered to them. Are you familiar with that information?
It seems like I've heard that before, Davey. What's your point, sir?
Well, the issue is how do mass murderers get authority, you know, in a country where people are supposed to love truth and justice? Because if they love truth and justice, the mass murderers wouldn't have authority simply because they print the currency and own the media and pay every crackhead in Congress to avoid the truth. And the issue is, in the hearts and minds of the people, they care about the truth. They won't be over there asking mass murderers for permission to do what's right. Basically, that's it. In Texas in February, about this time every year, I'm reminded of the call that Wayne Martin, a black Harvard-educated lawyer, called 911, and 51 days later, he wound up dead. But in those 48 hours of that 911 call, you can hear Larry Lynch ask him five times where he is, and he responds five times, south wall, and then all of a sudden a whole bunch of automatic weapon fire comes in on him. And, aside from the multitude of crimes that the mass murderers committed by mass murdering people in a, church community facility, which the media called a cult compound, my opinion is they were never afforded the due process rights that O.J. Simpson had or any other alleged murderer had, when in fact there were no murders committed by the Davidians, and they were not afforded their constitutional rights to due process, first. And
Davey, I agree with you. What happened April 19th at Waco, Texas, was an absolute travesty,
February 28th, when they were attacked by terrorists, right, shooting out of helicopters into their home. That's why, right, I asked you about J.D. Wendell and Winston Blake and Peter Hipsman. They were murdered by people who were not acting in good faith, just like Alon Horiuchi wasn't acting in good faith when he allegedly accidentally shot Vicki Weaver in her face on her front porch.
That was not an accident.
I'm saying, the murderers need to be arrested.
Well, I agree.
Thanks, sir. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call. What can you say? What happened at the Branch Davidian Church? It was not a compound, by the way. That's a language manipulation to give some kind of sinister sound to a church. It was just a church, is all it was. And the whole thing began when a delivery truck driver, I don't recall if it was either UPS or FedEx, may have been the Postal Service, was delivering a carton full of paperweights that looked like hand grenades. These things are sold in sporting goods stores and gun shows and gun stores all over the country. They're paperweights used for training purposes to have youngsters in basic training toss something of a similar weight and size of a hand grenade, but can cause no more harm than a brick. And packages of these things broke open. The driver was ignorant, thought he was looking at real hand grenades, when in fact they were paperweights, and made a report, and that got the whole thing going. An absolute tragedy. There has been no proper resolution of what happened at the Branch Davidian Church in Waco, Texas. I don't know if the Trump administration is going to address that matter. There was a lot of crimes committed, not on the part of the Branch Davidian Church members, but on the part of federal, state, and local authorities. A lot of crimes committed, and it hasn't been that long ago that these people are still alive and could still be indicted and prosecuted, and that's what needs to happen. It really seriously needs to happen. Okay. I don't want to dwell on that too much more right this moment. Okay, we got a caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. I have a question about the ability to turn the sound off. You're talking about literacy. What about the state of just common sense? Where is that at?
Well, one of the issues with common sense is who measures it? What is common sense? How do you measure it? That would be a good question there, John.
Mm-hmm. Well, generally, it's what all the stuff that every man should know or should be able to figure out from just having lived and observed. Not formal education, but just what all men should know, which is what Aristotle put it.
Okay. Well, what's your question, John?
I've heard some state that there has been
user said, "What we don't need is people who are educated. What we need are people with common sense." And he says that they need to tell the young people about baling wire, and they need something. Hello.
Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
And also, he mentioned somebody getting on an airplane that was designed to carry 5 and put 7 on it, and it crashed. He said, you don't put 7 people on a plane that's designed for 5. And he just thought that people, this was several years ago, he said that they ain't got no common sense.
Well, I've been through pilot training, John, and all pilots learn about the limitations of any given aircraft as far as weight and balance both. That's really not an issue. And of course that changes depending on altitude and temperature, but go ahead.
Well, he just felt that, it just seems like, he just seemed to think that common sense is declining, that they're not, what things that they should know, from just living or be able to figure out they just think that people are not using common sense, when anybody should, their horse sense. And I just want to know, what is your, do you have an opinion about that?
About people not using common sense? Or not having?
Correct. Yes. Is there any more of that? Or is it just problems with literacy and book learning?
Well, a person needs both. The farmers and ranchers in my area that are typically illiterate, and they read what they need to know in their area of expertise, might be cattle ranching or timber, and they have good lives and full lives, and they are illiterate. But common sense is going to vary from culture to culture and place to place as to what is common in common usage, for example. So that's a moving target, John. It really is a moving target, and it's not going to be the same thing. Different places, different times, common sense is going to be different, John.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about average IQ? I also don't know, have you read a book by a...
Well, you changed... What about average IQ? What about it? What's the question?
Well, is it any different than it was 20 years ago or 30?
No. Average IQ doesn't change over the decades. No. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know. I also know about the literacy hoax. There's a book by Bill Copper.
I'm not familiar with the book. What about the book? What's the premise of the book?
The premise of the book is that there had been that there has been that there was a progress up to the, and from the 60s on, there had been a progressive decline in the rate of literacy among 17-year-olds.
Well, that's easily and provable. The highest SAT scores ever recorded was the year I graduated from high school, 1966. They've gone down every year since. They've changed them three times to artificially raise the SAT scores because it's so humiliating, so embarrassing. But that's easily provable, John.
But he was pointing it back in 1978.
Well, he figured out in 78, but 66 was the high point. We have a break. Everybody hold on. We'll be back.
Okay.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 27th of February. John, did you have a follow-up question or comment, sir, before we move on?
Yeah, he attributed Mr. Koprivitz of 1978, remember. He was attributing it to it, the permissive, negligent parenting habits that were
No. Listen, John. Listen.
Yeah.
There was nothing broken with the way we taught boys and girls to read and write English when they broke it. We taught little boys and girls how to read and write English using phonics in this country. With the introduction of the Dick and Jane readers, they stopped doing that. That's, you know, he's pointing to a symptom, not a cause. The teachers who knew how to teach phonics, they continued doing it until they all retired. By 1966, they were out of the system sufficiently that youngsters were no longer taught phonics. It became a national embarrassment that by the late 1970s, there was a national program called Hooked on Phonics to have parents take the place of the school and teach phonics. The way boys and girls properly learn to speak, to read and write English, I should say, is teach them phonics. Now, it's done in most public schools, sometimes better than others, but that author is wrong, John. We do need to move on. We're almost out of time here, but we do thank you for your call, sir. Appreciate it. There was nothing broken about how we taught boys and girls to read and write English. It wasn't broken. It didn't need to be fixed. And they took something that worked fine, worked perfectly, and they broke it when they stopped teaching phonics in the 1960s, I guess, would be about the time. Now, I had the Dick and Jane readers. Almost every boy and girl my age and older and younger did, on one hand. On the other, my teachers still taught phonics because that's what they were taught in teachers' college. The schools that teach the teachers stopped teaching phonics sometime in the 50s or 60s. I don't know when. It doesn't matter. I do know the outcome. The outcome was that by 1966, we had the highest SAT scores ever recorded. 1967, they went down a little bit. 1968, they went down a little more. 1969, a bit more. They continue to go down. That's what we're doing this to ourselves. The men and women with the PhDs who did this, they knew exactly what they were doing. It was by design. You don't take something that is working perfectly and change it or modify it or destroy it. That's what they did when they eliminated phonics. I know one of the local school districts, they don't start teaching phonics until the sixth grade. What's the point? It's too late. Start teaching phonics in the sixth grade. It's too late. This is one of the foundational things that our country needs to deal with. It needs to be dealt with effectively. It needs to be dealt with now. It's teaching phonics beginning in kindergarten. That's when it needs to begin. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox. The show's over. You can get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. And please do have a fun, safe, productive day.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.